on Saturday 9th, we moved in the, in a very robust patrol. And when we got to Trechok, it was established that houses have been burnt. There have been some violations in terms of, you know, killings and others who have been injured. We engaged the community and appealed to them to lay down their weapons, avoid further hostilities, let's allow for dialogue to prevail. From there, we moved to where most of them have also relocated. That is Abreu, the capital of the county, which is under DOC. And we visited the PHCC, that is the hospital, the primary health care center in Abreu. There we saw a lot of wounded women, children, and men, counting almost about 27 who are admitted in the PHCC. And we were told 5 who are critically injured have been transferred to Trebet Hospital. In all this engagement, we were with the commissioner for Abreu in that location. After that, we had the opportunity to meet the chiefs and elders and the community and the Gerwen, and also appeal to them to allow peace to prevail, and now that the government was ready to help them to engage. So we have also promised to support further dialogue between the two parties.
In Abreu, you said you met the county authorities, you also met the chiefs, the elders, and some of these youths who are fighting each other. What were they telling you? What are their stories?
The story of the Abreu is that they have nothing to do with the conflict. They have lived very well with the border community, which is the Patillon. And so they were wondering why they got involved in this very encounter. And they are also ready for peace because they have also lost some of their community members in the course of the fighting.
What is the general level of destruction and what kind of assistance do they need right now, those who have been displaced?
One, on the issue of the humanitarian, you could see there's a dire need for a humanitarian response. So what we have done as UNMISS is to clear the area in terms of security and accessibility. So we have informed the UN agencies and the humanitarian community to now initiate steps to conduct their own assessment and to establish what kind of response they can give. In terms of the people at the hospital, they were lacking some drugs, but immediately we were able to communicate with some of the NGOs based in Trebet, Kwam, and they are ready to respond by way of bringing additional supply for the PHCC to be able to respond to those who are affected.
To what extent have your presence restored hope among the people of Abreu?
We have really, really made an impact in terms of, one, our movement on the road to patrol, because vehicles that were stuck from both sides, because they saw our presence, have moved. And as of today, I am informed that they are moving. And our engagement with the Gerwen youth and the community leaders to advise them to stop their youth from conducting any banditry activities on the road has also given hope for the people. And the fact that we have also given the indication that UNMISS as a neutral body is ready to facilitate a dialogue headed by the government of Western Lakes, bringing the two parties together, has also given them hope that at least they will have the platform to be able to express their concerns and their demands. So we feel that the little intervention that we have made has impacted on the situation in terms of not allowing for further escalation. And the fact that the other faction in Rumbek North have also heard and seen our attempt to also engage them has also restored some hope that there would be an international intervention through UNMISS for the two communities to be able to engage by sitting around a round table.